before I go to the message, I want to let you know a little bit about kingdom place. The crown represents Jesus. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He conquered everything for us. He is our first love and above all others. They may have the cross. The cross reminds us of the sacrifice of Jesus. He sacrificed himself for the sins of the whole world. All our sins, all our weaknesses, and all our failures are placed on Jesus. Reminds us of God's grace and his love. If you're born again, even if you're not born again, you're forgiven. You just need to accept it and receive it in order for it to be yours. Reminds us of God's grace and love. We are forgiven of all sin, past, present, and future. By the grace of God through faith, we are saved and made righteous in Christ. It is this grace that teaches us and enables us to live out this righteousness. And the fire reminds us of the fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire of the Holy Spirit. And then we're all about love, presence, and word. God's love, God's presence, and God's word. Amen. That's a little bit about us. You'll find more about us on our website about who we are and what God has called us as a body of believers to do. I want to go into the word of God right now. Father, we thank you for your word today. We yield to you, Holy Spirit, and we say, Holy Spirit, have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. I yield all to you in Jesus' name. Our word today, set your love on Jesus. Set your love on Jesus. Amen. I'm going to be speaking probably a series on love, presence, and word. Second, today we're going to start off with set your love on Jesus. I heard someone say this, and they said, someone told them this, find the love of Jesus and love him back. Find the love of Jesus and love him back. What is it that God wants from all of us? His creation. He wants our love. He's a love God, a relational God that wants our love. And love can't be forced. Have you ever tried to force somebody to love you? Doesn't work, does it? It does not work. Love has to be freely given. It can't be forced. Because it's not love, we don't make the choice to give it away. And the thing is, we can't love God on our own terms. Because God is the only one that knows what real love is all about.
Amen.
We think we know what real love is, but we don't. Only God knows what real love is about. I remember that secular song. I'm a Tina Turner. What love got to do with it? Love has everything to do with it. Love has everything to do with it in the body of Christ. And love has reward. The reward is love is the more you love, the more love you have to give away. You cannot run out of love. You can't replenish love. You can't get to the place where there's no more love in God. But the reward of love is being able to give love more. Give it more. The thing is, in the Bible, in Deuteronomy 30 chapter 6 verse, before God gave the law, before he gave the Ten Commandments, he wanted Israel to love him. Deuteronomy 3 and verse 6 says this, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, that you may live. And I'm going to share some more verses in the New Testament. But I remember thinking, Lord, how can I love you with all my heart? How can I love you with all my soul? How can I do that? And Matthew 22:37 says this. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Passion Translation says it this way. I like the Passion Translation. It says, love the Lord your God with every passion of your heart, all the energy of your being, and with every thought that is within you. That's a whole lot of love. That's a whole lot of love. Let's look at Mark 12:30. And you shall love the Lord your God all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And not only that, in one part of scripture, he says not only the first commandment, it's the greatest commandment.
Yeah.
It's the greatest one. It's not only the first one, it's the greatest one. Luke 10:27 says this. So he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Luke 10:27. I'll give you another scripture. Matthew 22:38-40. I'm already giving you part of it. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang the law and the prophet. On these two commandments hang the law and the prophet. I got this picture in my mind about someone on a building, tall building. And they tied to a rope. And they're hanging off the building. What's holding them and keeping them from falling? The rope. So they're hanging. They're hanging by the rope. If the rope gave way, well, if the rope was not there, they would fall. So Jesus is saying that the commandment to love, on that hangs all the law and all the prophets, all the rules, all the regulations, all the prophets have said, love. All of that hangs on love. If you don't have love, it's no good. The law ain't no good. Prophecy ain't no good. None of it's good without love. Because all of this hangs on love. It hangs on love. Let's talk a little bit about the heart, the soul, and the mind, and the strength. Since God said in his word, this is how we're supposed to love him. So what does it mean to love God with all our heart? Our heart is the center of our being. It includes our spirit and our soul. So one, if you're born again, let the love of God come from your inner man, your inner being. Not your thoughts about love, not what you've been taught about love, but love him with everything within you, everything within your heart, your being. Love him that way. Love God with your understanding. Be totally committed to the Lord. Commitment is made in the heart. You make commitment in your heart. You make it in your heart. When two people get married, they get in a covenant with each other. And that covenant says, I'm making a commitment to you. I'm committing all my love to you. I'm committing everything to you. And I'm not going to look to no other woman or man. Because you're my focus and you're my commitment. So commitment is made in the heart. So in our heart, make a commitment to the Lord. Make a commitment to love him. Make a commitment to make him first. Our soul is our mind, will, and emotions, our thoughts, our imagination. the inner being with his thoughts and emotions. It's also where our will is, where we make a decision. We decide, I'm going to love you, God, with everything that's in me. You make a decision in your mind. You decide to love with your thoughts, with your emotions, with your will. How can I love God with my thoughts and my emotions? Because if I keep my mind stayed on him, like Isaiah says, he will keep me in perfect peace. But if I keep my thoughts on him, those thoughts are going to, what? They're going to bring up the love of God in my heart. I'm going to think about him. I'm going to love on him. Y'all know how it was. Young folks don't write love letters now like we would. When I grew up, we wrote love letters. You wrote the love letter. And the more you read the love letter, the more you thought about the one you love. Mm-hmm. And the more you read that love letter, the more you thought about these love emotions came up. So if you take your thoughts and put them on the Lord, if you read the Bible, his love letter to us, guess what? All this love emotion about him is going to come up. You're going to just want to love on him and sit with him and smile at him and worship him and praise him. And sometimes you're going to forget about the time, you don't know what time it is, because that love going to be springing up. So that's how you love it with your soul. What about your mind? Love God with all your mind. Think about him. Meditate on him. Meditate on the word of God. Use your thoughts to think about him. You know, sometimes people think, I don't know how to meditate, but yes, you do. You meditate all the time, just don't know you meditate. You meditate on work. That job ain't going right. They just ain't doing right. You think about it. You think about it. She said this. You think about it. Think about it. He said that. Think about it. Think about it. That's meditating, but you meditate on the wrong thing. You're meditating on the wrong thing. But use your mind to think over things about God. Think about how good God's been to you. Think about what God has done for you. When all that negative junk comes, counteract that negativity with the goodness of God and what God has done. Amen. Think about what God's brought you from. It's easy to think about the negative stuff. Very easy. But think about his goodness. Think about what God has already done for you. And when you do that, that love of God is going to spring up. You're going to find yourself loving on him. I mean, you can't help it. You just can't help it if you start doing that. Then you might say, well, I don't know. How can I do this? How can I love God with all my mind? You're about to do what you told me to do. How can I love him with all my heart and my soul and my mind and my strength? That's what I thought one time too. How can I do this, God? I want you to know, whenever God gives us something, whenever he tells you something, it's a prophetic declaration that God gives us, and he gives us grace to do it. Didn't you know whenever God tells you, you may got to do it on your own? It's a prophetic declaration. And with that prophetic declaration comes grace to do it. God would never say love you with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength if he didn't provide grace for us to do it with. It's a prophetic declaration. It's an invitation. It's an invitation. A lot of times God says to us, says things to us, and it's just an invitation to start a dialogue, to start us talking to God. And saying, okay, God, you said, love you with all my heart. But well, how can I do that? I don't even know what loving you with all my heart means. You started a conversation with God. Anytime you start a conversation with God, guess what? He's going to talk back to you. He's going to tell you things. So anytime God gives us a prophetic declaration, he gives us grace to do it. John 4:19 says, he loves us because we want. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. Even when these scriptures were written, they were written after God first loved us. Because he loved us before the foundation of the world. He loved us before he even created man. He loved you before he created you. He loved you before your parents even knew they were going to have a baby. He loved you. He loved me. And our prayer should be what? Holy Spirit, show me how to love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. Show me how to love him that way. If you love God with all your strength, then you're going to love him with all your resources. You're going to love him with everything that you're able to accumulate or get by your own effort of working or whatever. Whatever you accumulate, you're going to love God with all your resources. And that's loving with all your strength. Everything I got the power or strength to get, God, I'm going to love you with it. I'm going to honor you with it. I'm not going to treat it like it's mine, but I'm going to treat it like it's yours. And I'm going to love you with it. So God's mission statement for the world is love. Just guess what? Four little words, four little letters, make one word. His mission statement to us is love. Love is the most reliable measurement of success. Everybody wants success. But love is the only way to measure success reliably. I want to tell you this. Don't minister or serve to become successful. We're already successful because of love. Mm-hmm. When God called me to pastor, I thought a lot about success. I thought about, Lord, who's going to hear me? Who's going to want to hear me? Who's going to come to the church? All this stuff is there. I didn't realize that success was already mine because I was already loved. Mm-hmm. We're always successful because of love. So we serve from a place of knowing love, and that's what makes us successful. You serve from a place of love, knowing love, that makes us successful. The very fact that God loves you right now, you're already successful. You are not a failure. Mm-hmm. Never was one. Never will be one. Right. Because of the love of God. I heard someone say the prophet Bob Jones, some of y'all might believe, some of y'all might not. He had his vision of heaven. And when he got there, he was asked this question. Did you love well? Now, how big a ministry you had? He was a prophet. Now, how much you prophesied? How many big things did you do? You know, how big was your ministry? He would just ask, did you love well? Did you love well? And I want to say, are you loving well? How well are we loved by Jesus? Think about it. How well are we loved by Jesus? Whatever God asked us to do, he's already done it first. Think about that. Whatever he asked you to do, he's already done it first. So how well are we loved by Jesus? Think about it. He left his home with his father, came to earth and took on flesh, suffered while in the flesh from others, suffered on the cross. So we're not asking him anything he has not already done. This commandment to love gives us an insight on our value. Every one of us have value to God, and we all matter. We were created for love. We were created for love. You were created for love. We only thrive when we pursue love. The Bible says to pursue love, not pursue a lot of other stuff, but pursue love. Do that before you do anything else. Desire spiritual gifts, desire all of that. Desire, you know, a good job, desire a success in your family. But before any of that, before you do any of that, pursue love first. Love got to come first. He's saying, but the church has forgotten her reason for being loved. Mm-hmm. If you look around, all the stuff that's going on there, all things being said, what the church is doing to each other, they've forgotten that our very reason for being is love. It's love. You can't have the whole abundant life without love. You cannot have what God has for us without love. Love is the first thing. Love is the first thing. So we need to set our love on Jesus. Love him the way he loves us. I love this. I'm getting ready to share with you right now. John 15:9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. The way God loves God is the way God loves us. You ever thought about that? The Father's God, Jesus is God. The way God loves God is the way God loves us.
Amen.
That's good.
That's good.
That's how he loves us. And I thought about this. I need three people. I suppose we're a little bit further down. I'll do it right now. Three people. You don't have to stand close together. Three volunteers quickly. Three volunteers quickly. Face yourself apart. That's fine. I need one more. I need two people on the outside and one in the middle. So we're to love God the way God loves God. Because God loves us the way that he loves God and Jesus is God. That's how I turn around. I'll get back. I'm in the middle. Yeah. Yes. When I thought about God loves us the way God loves God. Think about this. Here's God, here's Jesus, and we're in the middle. Picture yourself, God loving God, and God loving us the same way he loved God. There's this bubble of love. There's this bubble of love. God loving God, and God loving us the way God loves God. Then he tells us what? Abide in my love. So everywhere love goes, we go. Crystal walked down the aisle. Billy, you follow her. Where you go? Everywhere love goes. Come back. Make yourself come back. Everywhere love goes. Everywhere God loves God, love goes. We're supposed to go. We abide in his love. Don't get away from it. Stay in it. Set your sights on Jesus. Thank y'all. Set your sights on Jesus. Everywhere love goes, we follow. If love don't go there, don't you go. Set your sights on Jesus. Set your sight on his love. If love ain't in that conversation, guess what? I'm not in it. If love is not in going to that, whatever it is, you know, and I'm not saying everything fast. Don't. We're going to put this on the website. Don't send me no bad letters. But go where love leads you. Abide in the love of God. Abide in his love. Stay there. Set your love on Jesus. And Jesus said, the same way I love you, the same way that God loves me. So the same way God is loving God, that's the way God is loving us. Also, as I have loved you, you love one another. Don't keep that God love to yourself. You give that God love to somebody else. Give it to somebody else. He said in John 13:34-35, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. How did he love us? With the same love that the Father loved him with. That same God loving God love. That's how he loved us. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. I give you a demonstration. I'm going to go with this. Live in, remain, don't leave, pursue, or go after anything that takes you away from love. Live in, remain, don't leave, pursue, or go after anything that takes you away from love. Amen. Abide in God's loving God. Abide in God's loving God. Psalms 91:14 says this. Because he set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Set your love on Jesus. Fix everything on him. All your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Set your love on Jesus. Set your love on Jesus. Set your love on Jesus. Have conversation with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, how can I love God more? How can I love him? Holy Spirit, show me how to, I don't quite understand. I've heard the message, but I don't, still don't quite understand. Show me how to love God with all my heart, and all my mind, and all my soul, and all my strength. Show me how to do that, Holy Spirit. Then thank you for showing me. Thank you for helping you see the love of God. Tell him, I want to set my love on Jesus. There's a lot of things I could be loving in this world. My goodness, there's more stuff to love in this world than ever was before. But I don't want to love the things in the world. I want to set my love on you, Jesus. I want to set my love on you, Jesus. And the thing about the word of God is, if we seek first his kingdom and all his righteousness, then he will add all these things to you. Do you think you're going to lack any good thing by setting your love on Jesus? I don't think so. I don't believe it. You're not going to lack anything. You set your love on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stand. Father God, we thank you for your word today. We give you glory, we give you praise. We magnify your name and we say thank you, Jesus. We bless you in this place today, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you that you first loved us. Without your love, we could never love you, because we love you back with the same love that you love us with. So God, we say thank you, Jesus. Show us how to love you more. Show us how to love you more. Show us how to love you more, and then to love each other. That our conversations be full of love. Our thoughts be full of love. What we do be full of love. Help us watch what we put in our eyes that takes us away from love. Help us to watch what we put in our ears that take us away from love. We want to learn to love well and to love you more and more and more. And to love each other. So God, we thank you for love today. We thank you for love today. We set our minds and our hearts on loving you more, Jesus. Because you loved us enough to sacrifice for us. So we set our love on you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Did you see it? I think this concludes our service for today. Any prayer requests, anyone? You have any prayer requests for me? Okay. Any prayer requests? Okay. If there's no prayer requests,
Yes, from the Christians that are suffering in Afghanistan.
Oh, thank
yes.
you. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. We do need to pray for the Christians that are in Afghanistan. It's If you've seen the news, you've seen what's going on over there. So we pray for that. Amen. I'm trying to pray. You want to come pray for those in Afghanistan? Would you like to pray for us? Would you like to pray for the Christian in Afghanistan?
Sure. Father God, we just give you praise and glory for this day. And thank you, Lord, for the measure of health and strength. And we thank you, Father, that even as we celebrated 9/11 yesterday, the crisis and freedom that we now have, Lord God, we are mindful of our brothers and sisters that are struggling all over the world.
Yes.
All of the missionaries, Lord, that are suffering for Christ's sake and taking the gospel forth and obeying the Great Commission. Father, in our hearts right now, we pray especially protection for the Christians in Afghanistan that are being martyred, the ones, Lord God, that have intentionally decided to stay and continue bringing the word to as many as they can, Lord God. We pray your protection for them. We pray your peace, Lord.
Yes.
We pray your comfort. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anything else? Any more comments?
I've got one prayer request from online from Gigi Lowe. She's having surgery on Tuesday, heart surgery.
Okay. That's Dan. I'm going to pray for Gigi. Father, we thank you for Gigi right now. She has surgery scheduled for a heart replacement, I think, some problems of the heart. But God, I ask you right now to bless all those that be doing the surgery. Give them wisdom.
Yes.
Give them wisdom, Lord. Give them knowledge and understanding.
Yes.
And we thank you, Father God, whatever she needs in this process, in this surgery, God, it will be supplied in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And our heart will come forth strong and well and able to do what the heart's supposed to do.
Yes.
God, we thank you that you take any fear or any discomfort away from her in Jesus' name. That she might trust you in all things.
Yes.
She decided to have the surgery, so God, trust, help her to trust you in this. To trust you.
Yes.
Because God, you work with the doctors. You work in medicine. You work to do all things good because your desire is that we be well.
Yes.
So God, we thank you that you bless her. You bless those that be attending to her.
Yes.
You do all things well and for her care in Jesus' name. God, we thank you. We give you glory and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to hold your hands out. Father God, I thank you for these your people.
Yes.
Bless them going out and coming in.
Yes.
Bless them lying down and rising up. Bless them in the city and bless them in the country. Bless whatever they put their hands to.
Yes.
Bless their jobs and bank accounts.
Yes.
Bless their children and grandchildren. Yes. God bless them. Bless them to be the head and not the tail. Yes. Bless them to be the lender and not the borrower.
Yes.
God, we say thank you. Bless God. Bless God. Bless whatever plans they have right now, God, that are ordained by you, that you are leading them into. God, bless it.
Yes.
We thank you. We pray a blessing on it. We pray a blessing on it.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank y'all for coming. That's my entry.